Welcome to the Two Wealth Show, a show that shares how you can create real wealth for you and your family. I'm one of your hosts, Justin Bogard, and my co-host is Elizabeth Sickles, aka Super E. I am a real estate note investor, specializing in performing residential real estate debt. I find the deals, acquire them for my own portfolio, as well as educate investors while walking them through the process of owning a real estate note. My co-host Super E, a real estate investor, specializing in short-term rentals and the management of them. She connects investors with short-term tenants and manages everything in between. Our show is sponsored by BrightPath Notes and Elizabeth Mayora. You can find out more information by visiting our websites at brightpathnotes.com and elizabethmayora.com.
Hello, everybody. So I am Elizabeth Mayora Sickles, a.k.a. Super E.
Hi, Super E. I'm Justin Bogard with BrightPath Notes. And we have our guest speaker again today, Mr. Mark Dolfini.
Hey there.
How are you doing today, Mark?
I am great. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty well. As you can see, I'm still at the home office here.
All right. Out from your bunker, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. They let me out every once in a while.
All right. Awesome. Awesome.
Drag me outside, which is good. And the dog does too.
Very good.
So how about you, Super E? How are you doing?
I'm good. I've got my homemade tofu.
That you actually made yourself.
my staff, they have a joke because when we meet, they actually, like, they'll ask me, so did you turn on your stove last week?
I love it.
You should fire them. Don't fire them. Don't listen to them.
They're pretty good. I'm going to keep them for a while.
Right.
I made a tea this morning.
Excellent. All right. Well, that counts.
Yeah.
That counts. I know how to
pour cereal.
That counts.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty good.
That's a very good thing. We're really honored to have the landlord coach with us today.
Yay.
Well, it's an honor to be on your show, guys. I really appreciate you taking the time and whatever little value I can offer. Hopefully there's somebody out there that can dial in on something I say today.
Absolutely. Can you give our audience, for those that don't know who you are, can you give them just a quick overview of what you're doing?
Yeah. So my name is Mark Dolfini, the landlord coach. One of the things that, I wrote a book several years ago, and I published another book last year, which is The Time Wealthy Investor 2.0. And one of the things that I had noticed was people in the real estate space that are out there that are the gurus, they teach a lot of tactics, right? They're teaching a lot of things about what to do in the real estate space, but never really the why you're doing it. They never really teach you to construct a business in the first place, right? They never really talk about the business. They talk about a very tactical thing, but they never really talk in strategic terms. And I felt that there was a huge need in the market for a book that really talked more of the top-down approach rather than the, you know, how to get into the properties and how to manage the properties in a very tactical way. I went from the top down and really started, I want you to design a life that you want first and then reverse engineer a business that can deliver that life for you. So it's just a different way of looking at it. I don't think any of those individual tactics or gurus are wrong. It's just a different way to look at it. So that's my approach. And I think that the most fundamental thing, the best type of wealth that we can have is time wealth. And that's freedom of your calendar to do what you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you are a landlord coach.
Yep.
And you also do property management.
Yeah. So the management company that I started, I don't know, 100 years ago or so, it manages my properties as well as the properties of others. So, you know, it's about half about what I own and what I have them manage for other people.
Okay. And what is the territory that you manage in?
Central Indiana. So we don't want to be in every single market. We're very, you know, I made the mistake of not being very selective about asset classes when I was getting into this. And I think that's probably one of my biggest mistakes, is I wasn't selective enough in terms of the types of properties I was getting into, because of the types of properties that I was getting into, they required such a high degree of maintenance that it was attracting clientele that needed a high degree of management. So because of that, because that wasn't really a good fit, I was so time weary that, I was spending all my time managing this property. So I am not in every single market, and we're based out of Lafayette, Indiana. We do manage some properties in different markets, like Indianapolis and things like that, but we're not in every part of Indianapolis either. We're in very, very selective markets because of the identification of asset classes.
Do you focus in on any, like, are you in all ABC neighborhoods, or can you kind of dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, that's, so what I was noticing is that, I was in mostly B and C neighborhoods, and I'm not sure if there's a D and E classification, but I was probably in those too. It was horrible. That's not an indictment of any particular, demographic. It's just that I was dealing with a lot of people that didn't value their own time, so they sure weren't about to value mine. And these were people that would drive 45 minutes out of their way to bring cash to my office. You know, I mean, that made no sense to me. Or even worse, they would expect me to drive 45 minutes out of my way to go pick up cash at their house. So, you know, of course, when you're broke, you know, you're time weary and you're financially weary, you're going to do whatever you have to do to, you know, keep the wolf from the door. So those are the types of neighborhoods that I was in, and it just didn't work well for me. So when I started to, unfortunately, a lot of the decisions were made for me. I had built a $6 million portfolio out of a hodgepodge of creative financing and wheeling and dealing. And when the economy turned sour back in 2009, I had roughly $65,000 a month in revenues coming in, which turned into about $30,000 a month, month over month over month. And I just couldn't weather that storm. So I ended up losing a significant number of those properties to foreclosure. And the properties that I was losing are properties that I really didn't miss that much to begin with. So there was a few properties I really wish I could have held on to, but unfortunately it just didn't work out that way. But many of the properties that I ended up losing were low-end properties that brought me nothing but drama. And, from that Friday when life was crazy to the following Monday or however it worked out, I just remember my phone not ringing off the wall, to the point where I actually looked at my phone like, is this thing on? that's actually how that literally happened. I actually looked at my phone to make sure that it was still on and working. But that was I wasn't getting nonsense calls. I was getting calls that, you know, for people that really needed some assistance in terms of what it was that I was doing, and they needed solutions to real problems. So
that kind of leads me into how Mark and I, we had a business relationship with, where Mark actually helped me and he kind of coached me through some stuff. And what I took away from that was his VIP method, not very important person, but, vision.
You are to me though, Dustin.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Justin. Bonus points for you. We'll stay on for an extra few minutes. But your vision, infrastructure, and process paradigm that you taught me, and it was is very clear, and it was very eye-opening that, because you don't figure this stuff out on your own. You kind of have to have somebody like, here, let me frame this for you, what you need to do. And that's exactly what you did for me. And I thank you very much for showing me that and teaching me that, obviously. And I'm very lucky to run into you, to have that, kind of direction where you need to go and what you need to focus on and where you need to look towards so you can get to that goal and stuff. So, if you don't mind, lead into kind of what your main thing is you're doing right now with, do you call it mentoring? Or do you call it coaching? What do you prefer?
Well, coach, I really do think I'm more of a coach, because again, these are just my definitions. These are not the universal truth. These are just my truths. You know, I mentioned earlier, like, you have the gurus who, I think the gurus are good at a thing, right? I think that it's like, if they're good at subject to deals and they want to teach you how to do subject to deals, that's their thing. They know how to do that. Or if they're teaching you how to do wholesaling, okay, that's their thing. That's their tactic, right? Where I feel like I'm better is, again, through the VIP method, is about how people can create a business. And that, and you can, whether you're in real estate or razor blades, you can create this VIP method to do that. So I remember when you and I first started working together, Justin, you know, we were talking about, you know, I know that there was probably some hesitation in terms of, well, Mark's a buy and hold guy and I'm kind of in the notes, you know, like, what's this going to be like? And
how's he going to tell me what to do? What?
Right. Yeah. And how does he have any clarity? And I don't know the note business. I don't. But what I can tell you is that with the VIP method, once you have a really good understanding of the VIP method, you become an expert of process. You become an expert of business. And so leading into that, the VIP method is really about vision, infrastructure, and process. So the vision is really about what you are trying to accomplish, right? So, and you know, a lot of times I'll ask a you know, new investor or even someone who's seasoned, they'll say, oh, that's cool. You know, what are you trying to get to? What's your goal? Because even though I think goals and vision are different, if I say, what's your vision? People get weird. You know, they look at me funny. But they'll say, oh, I want to get 100 rental units. And I always ask the universal, you know, my universal retort, 99 won't do it.
Right.
Right. And then, oh yeah, 99 would do it. And I'm like, so 94 won't do it. Right. And I'll continue on that vein until eventually they'll, I think what happens is people will get confused. They confuse the number of units with the life output that they think that will buy them. Right. So they think that they need 100 rental units to have this life output that they haven't even very clearly defined. They just want more money. And as a result, they're willing to trade all of their time for it. Well, how is that not a job?
Right.
That's what you're doing now. If you're working for an employer, that's what you're doing now. And if you end up firing that employer and working for yourself and you don't have that vision in place, you're going to end up working for a far worse boss,
yep.
Right, than the guy you just fired. So that's why I'm saying, like, I had the worst boss in the world because I didn't have a very clear vision of what I was trying to accomplish. So, you know, when you have that very, very clear vision of what you want, and most people think, oh, yeah, I know what I want, until I go, oh, really? And then I start challenging on, they're like, yeah, I don't know what I want. It's not a very easy thing to do. It's like trying to put lotion on your own back. Very hard to peel that out. And you and I worked through quite a few sessions trying to get your vision more clear.
Yeah.
It's difficult. And I realized in that time that I had a weakness in my own coaching that I didn't have a tool in my toolbox to give people. Now I do. Now I have the vision roadmap where people, if they want to be a member, that they can go onto the membership site and get the vision roadmap that really peels them through. It's only a 12-page thing. It's not a really long, sucky thing, but it should be a fun process where you get to dream again and go, you know, I always wanted to go to space camp. You know, I never got to go to space camp when I was at 13. You know, I want to do that now. You know, all the things that are important to us as adults, because we, you know, adulting has set in and we just don't want to dream anymore. So that's where the vision piece is. So the vision piece is really, really important. And then we evolve into the process portion, which is the infrastructure and process, right? That's the system part. So the infrastructure is really nothing more than we talked about identifying the asset class. The asset class is very important, but also it's just the bones of the business. It's the software, it's the desks, the chairs, the, you know, if you have an office or a home office or whatever that is, that's the infrastructure, right? And then, you know, and the reason why the infrastructure is next is let's say a piece of your vision is to sit on the beach for 2 months out of the year rubbing cocoa butter on your belly, right? You have to have an infrastructure that's in alignment with that.
Right.
Because if your infrastructure is going to require you to return emails and phone calls in a timely manner, that's going to really suck for you if you want to lay on the beach rubbing cocoa butter on your belly for 2 months, right? So that's why vision has to be clear first. Then we set up an infrastructure that's in alignment with that vision. And then the processes are all the tactics that you've been learning all along. So if you've got tactics in place that you want to employ, you know, set up an infrastructure that's in alignment with that, right? And then you put the processes in place that run on that infrastructure, you know, that you have this process that a virtual assistant runs or, you know, runs on software that you have or whatever that is. So that's why the vision infrastructure process method will work. You know, if you want to be a wholesaler or, you know, if you want to buy and sell notes or if you want to be in the Airbnb business, it all works.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was definitely, I had come to an internal impasse there for a minute with my vision of just like, man, that was good. And you pushed back a lot on me, but you did it in a good way, meaning, you know, you had to get it out of me. Like, I couldn't figure it out on my own. You're like, you know, asking me these questions, probing, getting curious, you know, with the thoughts and stuff. And it was just like, why can't I figure this out? And all of a sudden, just like, oh, that's what I want. You know, then you have to, you know, once you talk to it, be like, oh my gosh, okay, now things start to get a little clear. It's not as murky as it was. And it did. It took us several sessions to even get to that point to where,
yeah,
it's like I had too much that I was trying to derail from the real focus and just be like, what do you want? And I couldn't answer the question at first. And, you know, it took a while to get it out, but I'm glad that it got out.
And I know we're running lean on time, but I just want to point out that if you, without a vision, you know, it's very easy to get distracted.
Yep.
And let's face it, in the real estate space, the real estate is a very, very distractible business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with real estate. I mean, there's so many opportunities. It's easy to kind of, you know, you talk to one guy, you know, at a RIA meeting, and it, you know, from 1 month to the next, he's a, you know, 1 month he's a wholesaler, the next month he's a fix and flipper, and the month after that he's in cryptocurrency.
Yep.
You know, like, what? You know, like, because it's so distractible, and again, when you don't have a clear vision in terms of what you're trying to accomplish, you know, I liken that to like a mama bear protecting her cub, right? You don't get in between a mama bear and her cub. Why is that? I feel that the truth there is because a mama bear has a vision to see that cub grow up and be healthy, right? You don't get in the way of that mama bear. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do that. So if you imagine if you had a vision that was so clear that you could pursue that vision with such a ferocity of purpose that nothing in the world is going to get in your way, man, you'd be unstoppable. But you have to have that clearly defined. Otherwise, you're just going to wander in that general direction trying to make more money. And then what ends up happening is you just end up creating a miserable job for yourself that you never extract yourself from.
Exactly. Exactly. You mentioned about members earlier. Now, you have a membership site, correct?
Yeah, which I mentioned the vision roadmap, and it's silly cheap. I mean, I'm keeping it cheap because, I mean, let's face it, if I gave it away, you don't value what you don't pay for, right? But, you know, I mean, in my own case, I don't, you know, like I'd sign up for something and I never use it if I don't actually have some money in the skin in the game.
Right.
But for $9 a month, if you know, a cost of a strip, you know, trip to Starbucks, I don't buy Starbucks, but I mean, I think that's what it costs about now, you know, that and a friend. But for $9 a month, people can go on, or if you want a free month, you know, you can sign up for a whole year. It's just $99. But, there's a ton of this stuff that's in there that will help people get, not only closer to their vision through the vision roadmap. There's a whole video course that's around that, but also, lots of different, videos, training videos, but also, access to a preferred vendor list where people can, you know, you know, access to private money lenders, hard money lenders, things like that. So if they're really looking to get started in this, there's a lot of tools that are really, really important that can help them do that. So, yeah, awesome. They can just go to the Landlord Coach. It's landlordcoach.com/members. And, you can sign up there as well.
Awesome.
I love the passion, Mark.
Yeah, definitely.
That.
Definitely. If you haven't gone through coaching with Mark, you haven't been pushed yet or tested, I should say.
Yeah, I really appreciate you saying that. I just to be clear, that I don't coach for the $9 a month. I'm worth a lot more than that. But
my coaching session right now.
but I do include people in, you know, that are members in group coaching calls. Mm-hmm. So if they do have challenges like that, they you know, the group can also help them too. But you know, individual coaching, that's certainly, we can have that conversation as well. But I really believe that this is what the industry is missing. That's why I'm so passionate about this, because, you know, it almost cost me my life. I got double pneumonia because I was working 16, 18, 20 hours a day trying to keep my real estate business afloat. And I really believe that's why I was spared, so I can pass this message along, because there's so many people that get out there that have really, really good, they have good aspirations of what they want to bring to the world. I mean, some awesome things. They want to build orphanages. They want to dig wells in third world countries. They want to do some really cool stuff out there, but they're being held back because they're focusing on the wrong thing. And it is a slight tweak, a slight shift in mindset that'll make all the difference. So that's it.
Absolutely. Super E, what kind of ending questions do we have for Mark?
All right. So what is the biggest piece of advice that you have to give, no matter where you are in your real estate career?
Value your time. Place a value on your time. And if it's helpful, place a monetary value on your time. Because think of it this way. Whatever you would pay someone else to do a task, right? So if you would pay someone $12 an hour to clean your apartments for you or your houses for you, know that that's what you're paying yourself. Okay. So if you want to, I don't think you got in this space to, create a $12 an hour job for yourself. You want to be making $50, $100, $250 an hour. Keep in mind that every time you do that $12 an hour task, you're costing yourself that minus whatever you want to be making. So right. if you're a $100 an hour person, you just cost yourself $88 by doing that task yourself. So value your time, value your free time.
Absolutely. That's some good advice. I think you mentioned this earlier, but do you have any other lessons learned in your life that you'd like to share with our audience here?
I think probably the biggest thing was, valuing my time. But become a student of business. Don't be myopic and just say, I'm a real estate person and you just right. learn everything about real estate. What I started doing when I became a student of business, I literally would sit down in places that were running well and I'd look at the operation of Starbucks and watch how people came in, watch how they were greeted, watch the system, watch how it moved, I'm like almost like the Matrix. Watch how the Matrix is running, right? Mm-hmm. Watch. Now, I don't believe that we take a blue pill and red pill. I'm not that deep in conspiracy theory, but I watch how businesses that are well run. Here's the problem with infrastructure and process. If infrastructure is running well, if the system is running well, it's hard to notice. It's only until infrastructure is missing or broken that you notice it.
Right.
Right. So watch how things are running well. We all become an expert of things when things aren't running well.
Right.
This is terrible, right? But why is it terrible? Think about the infrastructure or process that's broken that waitress has 7 tables and that one only has 2, right? Think about that for a second. So that's where I would say become a student of business, not just a student of real estate.
Become a student of business. All right, Mark, one more time. It was your member site was landlordcoach.com/members.
Members, that's correct. Yeah, you can go to landlordcoach.com and just look in the menu. I think it says welcome members, or you can just go to landlordcoach.com/members for the direct.
Directly. Mark, thank you so much for being on our episode today. We truly appreciate it, and I truly value the stuff that you've taught me in the short amount of time that I've known you, and I look forward to having more conversations with you in the future. Super E, thanks for getting all those questions together for us. I know you like to get right to the punch with our guests there.
That's right.
So for doing that. And so I'm Justin Bogart with Bright Path Notes.
Elizabeth Mayor Sickles with Elizabeth Mayora.
All right. And then our guest, Mr. Mark Delfini. I got to get used to pointing the opposite way I'm looking here.
I know. I'm up here. I don't know. I'm weird for me.
Oh, up there? My screen. Elizabeth is here.
And that's right.
It's like you are here on my screen. So they're different. Sorry.
Very good. Mark Delfini, Landlord Coach. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Till next time. See you guys.
Yeah.
Bye, we'll see ya.
Two Wealth Show is produced by Justin Bogart and Super E, sponsored by Bright Path Notes and Elizabeth Mayora. Thanks for listening and watching for our show.